So with your new rituals purchased, your potions of healing ready to roll, you guys go back.
Slap the shopkeeper.
After slapping the shopkeeper, you guys come back into the dungeon.
I'll teach him for not buying the dagger.
And you guys, the last thing you saw was that there was a secret door in the first chamber.
Oh, yeah.
It opened up into a really tight little corridor that led down. It was full of spider webs and was really, was just kind of icky.
It wasn't a really sexy corridor.
No. All the ones you've seen so far have been pretty clear. This one looks really unkept and kind of covered up. And as you kind of walk through, it's very tight. Like, as you're going through, it feels like it hasn't been opened in a long time.
I feel like Wizards in the Back would be either a good band name or a good, like, blog.
I want to be
in the front.
I don't know which way we're going.
This way.
This is the room you guys started in. This is the big room that held the statue.
That's the pit of acid that I'm so fond of.
Yes.
Oh, like
take a dip.
Yeah.
But none of us really stopped you from jumping in. You were like,
No, see, that's the problem is no one really stops me from doing anything.
I'm gonna start the 45-minute timer.
Okay.
So,
I'm gonna roll perception as we go into this room. And my D20 is off the table.
Okay.
I'm not gonna count that one.
You're gonna 20.
Wow. He's not gonna. Okay, so that's gonna be a 16 to perception.
16 to perception. As you're coming down the hallway, you can hear kind of a subtle sound echoing through the corridor, and it's coming through. It kind of sounds like something, it's kind of a fleshy wriggling sound, like almost like something kind of writhing almost. But that's really all you can kind of.
The sound gelatinous.
No, it is not. It is not gelatinous in sound.
I know what you're.
I start throwing rocks and pebbles in front of me.
Do they stick to the?
You hit the back of the wizard's head with rocks.
Stop throwing!
You take it and you leg it.
Okay.
Can I just move the cleric?
Okay.
She's gonna be in like the front. Do you want to be the front of the party?
Haley should.
Her name's Santa.
No, it's not Santa.
Santa.
Little mage is a wizard. What are you?
At the end of the hallway, Haley, what you can see is a large door with what appears to be the face of kind of a devilish female. Leaving,
like,
is it a control room? Or
a warlock?
Wait, is
what
the door shut?
Oh.
Right.
So we've got two controllers.
I'll control the crap out of you! So what are we doing? What do you see?
You're walking
on
the
door, there's like a picture of a woman
crying. Religion check. That's gonna be 24.
You think it's the face of a succubus?
Oh,
oh boy.
Hey guys, that's succubus. It's not good. They like men a lot.
Check any things I got to. But now you get to roll for Emmerich, the other character. Oh, damn it. Nature 11. What do I know about succubuses?
Nature would be the wrong check for that one. That would be a religion one. But
look at you.
Because they're demonic.
Succubi are devilish creatures.
Check for what a
succubi? 23 to religion.
you know that succubi are the temptress devils. They're the ones who often ensnare the hearts of men and make them do all kinds of nasty things.
David's
like,
I know. Thumbs up.
The tiefling wizard is excited.
I can take this, guys.
Let me go to the front.
The tiefling wizard never comes back.
Yeah. They already
Oh! Alright, guys, I think he's dead. I think we should leave.
Again.
Bad things happen to
Again.
A wizard.
Yeah, it does.
So, yes, that's what you see. There's a door in front of you. You can't see into the chamber beyond.
Is there like a handle or a. Is this a push or pull system?
There's no handle on the door, which would suggest you think it's probably a push. It's a kind of a small door. It doesn't split down the middle. You think it swings to a
I've noticed
perhaps.
That, like, every single entrance we've ever gone through has had some form of demonic being on the front of it, and then bad stuff on the other side.
So the next room is going to have Tom Cruise on it, and
okay.
The other side is going to have John Travolta.
Sounds great to me.
Demons. You want to open the door?
Scientology.
Can I take my hammer?
That
and,
would be a bad
push
dungeon.
On the door.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of you push the door open.
Welcome to hell.
It swings out into a room that's really dusty and cobweb filled. You can see just like dangling down from the ceiling. There's a number of like really thick cobwebs. The first thing that grabs your attention is across the room.
Are you in the room or are you still in there?
There's a big door, and attached to the door, nailed into the door, like arms spread across like this. is kind of a writhing undead shape, almost looking like a desiccated zombie that's physically like attached. And as it kind of turns its head to you, it kind of lets out a little moan. It's like, but it's attached to the door. It doesn't like come
to
off
a door.
To a door. Like it's literally like pinned to the door, almost crucified to the door. And it's just kind of stuck.
I can
there.
Make him not resist necrotic.
And
I feel like he's already. He's
you can also see
it
on the walls.
Him.
There's a number of bloodstained
door.
Manacles, like chains. And
what are these two things?
Irons. There are two Iron Maidens.
Oh,
hanging on walls across the room, as well as you can see the. I put the X's down. Those are above on the ceiling. There are spiked chains that hang into a noose, and hanging from the end of a noose is a skeleton with little bits of flesh still kind of attached to it.
Gee, why those come to life?
Some rags hanging there as well. You kind of, as you're coming in, you can smell. It smells a little bit like lantern oil, almost.
Oh, crap.
And the other thing is that there is a long table on the wall that is covered in implements of some kind. You can't really, from this distance, you can see them all sitting out there.
Torture implements.
But they're kind of hard to make out.
28, percepting this room, trying to find out where this oily smell is coming from.
Percepting. As you're kind of, you sniff the air. And you think it's coming from above, from the skeletons hanging. They're kind of the rags dangling off them, almost as if they've got some...
Do these iron
they
beings...
Human torches!
Ooh. So Nero's nearby. These Iron Maidens, do they look like they are attached to the wall? Or are they just kind of standing there?
You will need to move up if you want to look at the Iron Maidens. You are down the hallway.
I want to know if the Iron Maidens are attached to it, or do I want to... No,
go in the room so I can hide behind you.
Do it.
Do I have a shield?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Do you? Check the character
sheet. You're holding it. Is there a shield here?
There is a shield.
When you look in the room, you can see both the Iron Maidens, even though...
Wait, I can send the Deva!
Even though this one's pictured as being open,
mm-hmm.
It is, in fact, closed. They're both
too
closed,
late,
so. And looking over, you can see they're kind of leaned up hard against the wall.
There's the Deva. All of a sudden, jumps into the front. Hey, guys, let me go first.
Let me be the first one to die. All right, buddy, you go.
Gonna name him Craig. Craig! Get in there!
The interesting thing is that
angel?
The door that it's nailed
yes.
into is made of iron. So these nails are like driven through
him?
Through the like arms of the zombie creature.
Yeah, 45 minutes
into
an
iron wall.
Yeah, we gotta go quick.
You also see there's a little short stairwell that goes up.
There's a little iron.
Ye who have higher than 20 AC, get in the room.
I am in the room. You can walk through me.
Get further in the room.
20 perception. This table, this wooden table that is
honestly can't do anything.
It's covered in what look like implements of torture. There are like gruesome like blades and like. Like little pliers, all different kinds of things that would be used to maybe like rend and tear flesh.
Do any of them look like they may be of any importance, or they all look pretty mundane?
They as you're kind of looking through, one kind of stands out to you.
What's
and
it?
It is it's a wooden handle. Actually, it looks like a scourge, something you'd whip someone with, like a cat of nine tails. It has strips of leather coming off the top that have spikes all over them. And it's kind of exuding a little bit of a magical aura as the cleric is kind of moving up to it.
Oh, I don't have Arcana.
I do.
How are you?
You're not even in the room, Ryan. What are you doing?
You're here from the hallway. I have Arcana! I can sense magic!
15 Arcana, can I at least identify what it's called?
You need to, like, examine it for a time.
All right, me and the Dave are sitting there. He's protecting me. I'm just gonna.
I'm
sit
in the
there
room
just
now.
Look at the thing.
It's you think it's a magical flail?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Like a +1 flail.
Can I keep it?
27 Arcana.
27 Arcana. You think it's a magical flail?
I am going to take the rest of the things on the table.
You're also getting a little bit of a magical like ping as you're kind of detecting, like sensing things out of the room. You're getting a ping from the creature attached to the door.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to take my arms, lay them down on the table, and slide everything on the table off.
No.
Okay.
Wait.
So you, like, are just putting...
Why would you do that?
So
I don't
want... Like, the
skeletons dropped down the ceiling. I want them wandering over here and having, like, their pick of choice from their weapons.
These don't really look like weapons. They look more like delicate instruments that would be used. Not so much to
use
for necromancy. They're made of metal. They're hard. Like, and they seem
I don't regret it.
Quite dust covered and unused for a long time at least. And but they definitely look like they have been used.
Up the stairs. Can we see into the next room?
When you say ping,
what do I say ping? I mean you're detecting something magical off of that creature. Other than that, you can't really, you're kind of far away, but you're sensing there's something magical going on over there.
Okay.
Guys, something magical.
This guy
with
this guy?
I could tell. I also am trained in Arcana.
Yeah, only rolled a 15.
Shh, you're holding.
I'm gonna walk up the stairs and peek into this room.
I follow
here.
The vampire.
Alright.
No,
I don't have very good AC.
That's me.
God, you look more like a wizard.
I'm a tiefling, remember?
I know, just, you're falling over now. Slay there.
The upper section.
Why
you see,
are you behind me, Haley?
There's
I'm
a short
following.
Flight of stairs that extend out.
Get
the tier is kind of raised on this section.
You're just sandwiched. You're touching.
The other thing you can see is that the. You're right next to the two iron maids, and there you can see there's a lot of blood. It's hard to tell where the blood stains end and the rust begins on these iron maidens because they're so old and crusty. Up here on this upper section, you can see that there's two tables that have, they look like almost like racks. They have manacles attached to them like they're restraining tables.
Wait, when you're talking about the iron maiden, you were talking, that was when you were describing the rust and the blood?
Yeah.
Oh, and they're pretty, they're closed?
They're closed, yeah.
Things are going to come.
And then, you can also see on the far side there's some kind of a stairwell that appeared to be going somewhere, but it's all crumbled down.
It doesn't look like you could walk down it.
I was going to say, this would be a pretty easy room if the next opening is right over there.
I walk in, and I walk over here. What is this thing?
Nothing. It's a wall.
But it, like, ends there.
All along the floor, the other thing you can notice is that there are grates that extend all along, and they're just covered in blood. Like, dried, crusted blood is like... But the grates seem to lead down somewhere. You can't really...
Oh, like it's draining the blood.
Almost like it's some kind of drain.
Okay, let's pick what we want to do. Because we got a lot of options. Do we want to deal with the zombie nailed to
zombies.
The door? I agree. I think we should deal with the zombie.
Well, you're assuming...
No, I didn't say we need to attack it. I said we need to just, like, deal with it. Like,
I agree with Devin that
give it a
something,
something
bad's going to come out of the Iron Maidens.
You want to check them?
Really,
I don't want to check them.
Can you lock them?
Do you want to have Ebark check them?
I do want to have Greg
oh.
check them.
Oh, it's not Craig. Greg? It's Craig, dude.
Well,
Craig.
Why don't we just deal with
I made
zombie.
Up the name. I can change if I want.
Just deal with that zombie first.
Alright.
Well, I say we check the Iron Maidens, honestly. Just because I think I don't want more cool stuff coming out of us.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have Craig
no.
or Deva check the Iron Maiden.
Craig the Deva.
Craig the Deva.
So what is Craig doing? Is Craig...
He's rolling a 19, 19 so.
To whatever it is to percept.
Go 19
yes.
to
that
iron
would be
maiden.
Perception.
That's
no,
he's
perceiving
the
chest.
That's, he's...
What's perception? Wisdom?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a plus 5. So,
plus five.
24.
24 to perception.
He opens it.
He kind of leans up, and he opens the door, and is essentially...
Guys.
No, his mouth just drops open as what he sees inside, and it's this... undead abomination of a corpse that is, it's wrapped like a mummy, but as you're looking at it and you pause, the smell just wafts out of the maiden out over all of you.
Oh.
And you see that, in fact, it is not wrapped in cloth, but in scraps of flesh.
Ew.
So it's this entire body is sitting there kind of just covered in things, and its hands kind of flex a little bit, and it lunges out at the
dead.
So we should roll initiative.
Craig is our sacrifice.
Hey guys, we're about to sacrifice.
That
and
was Craig's initiative.
So
how did Craig do?
Craig got a 12, but
okay.
Hawk Menace, my character, he got a. Oh, I get that's my. I got 18.
Ew, that thing just looks gross.
Oh, how did that fit in the Iron Maiden?
So fat.
That's the fattest mummy I've ever seen.
Fattest flesh mummy ever.
Question, how warm is a coat of flesh?
A coat of flesh? It's like really warm.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Especially when
warm.
It's like writhing on you.
Yeah.
It's like
it's
I'm trying
alive.
To make friction. I'm making
it's
warm.
Pretty gross.
Ew.
Okay.
Succubus number one.
Okay, well, where are we at with initiatives? Who's got one?
Ebark has 26.
26 for Ebark.
We should have an initiative. One?
Eight.
What do
you roll? Whoa, I was going to surge value. Never mind. 19.
19.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Ogmenis has
so that's not
18.
Possible with your roll and her initiative of 1.
Okay.
Haley, you had a 20.
20.
You said? Okay. How did you do?
19.
Okay. So
I did really well this round, and I'm still going last.
It's not a 20.
No, I got 13.
I rolled
a
17.
I got 18, and then the David got a 12.
Okay. And then Ryan had a 19.
These character sheets are, like, as decrepit as you think you'd find, like, in here. Like, these things are so worn and worn.
It's true. Devin, how did Ebert do?
20.
A 20?
No, sorry, 19.
I was going to say. 19. And then how did you do this vampire?
Myrrh got 13.
13? And then how did you do?
I got 18.
18? Yeah. Okay, so the vampire's going last.
And then the Dave, I got 12.
Oh.
Well, Dave, go.
Dave is probably going to die. All right,
no,
Craig.
I will not have it.
I won't.
Craig.
I love how
you grab it and
no,
you want to save the
Craig.
Dave who has 22 AC and you don't want to stay in front of me and like my shit.
You have
it's
a
cool.
Striker in front of you
okay.
And then the defender.
Well, the first thing that happens is
Craig dies.
But
yeah, but I have like an AC of
Craig's
19.
About to get the other thing that you know
the
is
vampire
that
moves away
this
and he gets
creature
yeah.
Standing in front of you counts as bloodied.
Oh, he is bloodied.
But he's not.
Who?
He counts.
He's at full hit points, but he counts as bloodied.
So that means I get a plus one
against
him.
He's so
forever.
Bloody.
Exactly, because
okay.
He's just dripping in blood.
Nice.
So I'm just letting you know. So yes, he is going to try and with his kind
so
of
undead
these wrapped up hands, you can see like little bits of what seem like maybe claws kind of poking out the end of them, and he's blows and just starts like wailing on.
I
want to
see some Dave
blood. Deva. So he got a 25 to armor class
hit.
Ow.
Does there look like there's a locking mechanism on this Iron Maiden on the outside?
No, there does not appear to be a lock on the Iron Maiden.
So it just opened right up.
He takes 5 damage.
Okay.
Okay.
Not very well.
And he gains a permanent and cumulative vulnerable 1 to all damage.
No! If you get our Davis soul corrupted, Craig will be sad.
So,
wait,
Haley.
Wait, do we lose points for our Davis?
That's not corrupted, it's vulnerable to all damage.
Oh,
guys.
Yeah.
We probably lose points if the Diva dies. So.
We gained a point for getting them, so if we lose 1 point, then
is it
we're even.
One? What if it's like
everyone in the Necromancer is expendable. Like, looking at
you
like,
you are all potential parts.
Okay.
Just call you Frankenstein.
Oh, goodness.
Sad. Wasn't thinking what to do.
Well,
basic
man.
I'm assuming you're going to roll, you're going to set your defender aura.
Yes.
Pop in there to protect the Deva.
Yes, I am.
Cool.
So the,
isn't, that, isn't that like always go in there when I'm next to it? It's just like.
It's a minor action to activate.
Okay.
So
minor action to activate.
But then are all these. Then, okay. So basic melee.
Can you please have Craig move out of there afterwards?
Okay, yeah. I'll have him hooked up. But he goes dead last.
That's
going to
be
I mean, you can go up onto
the
stairs.
23 to what defense?
AC.
That hits.
Great. D10 plus 5.
I mean, you could attack from the
stairs. Is that a 9? Or is that a 6? Is that a 9 or a 6?
If the 0 is behind it,
it's
a
9.
Yeah.
14 damage.
This
yes.
Episode will be teaching you how to read dice.
Yay!
The 0 goes behind the number.
Sweet.
Excellent. Alright, so you smash into the mummy with your big hammer. He's still kind of looking there. It makes a fleshy bump as it crunches against his bits of flesh.
His fleshy.
Yeah. Ryan.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's right there. I'm moving.
A giant monster comes up from
now to attack that.
Okay.
Shadow Claws.
Shadow Claw! Wait, is that melee?
Okay.
Oh!
Oh!
Crit fail!
Wait, do we have our action points?
No, you use them. Oh, you do!
Wait,
we just took an extra rest.
Yay!
So, yeah,
what is this tomfoolery?
I'm not gonna.
Okay. Okay, so that's your turn then? Okay. The next thing that you notice.
Alright.
Oh.
Action.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, never mind. I already have to move through.
From the grates.
Above in the roof,
begins to kind of form and kind of pour out. You see blood start.
Oh, it's that this bloody cube
spilling out.
it's the PMS cube.
Far off.
The
blood oozes out and forms into some kind of a just amoeba-like blob that just settles out. It just comes pouring out onto the top, and actually another one comes out from the floor.
I bet they're minions.
Under the Iron Maiden on that side.
I'm so glad I moved!
And they
my guy
forward.
Thinks they're minions. He's like, I can take this.
What's your character again? It's a.
Why start drinking?
I'm a vampire. Can I, like, start to swim
in them? The Shadebinder was
I'm a vampire.
Position 10 seconds ago.
Swim in them?
Can I take a cup of gelatinous bloody cube.
You could try.
Oh!
We'll see what happens.
In the staircase.
But this one is going to, essentially, it's going to try and, like, bits of it are going to reach out and go, and kind of ooze out and around the Iron Maiden over the top of the mummy's head. And they're going to reach out to here.
Oh, question. If I was here, could I still attack? Could I move there?
What?
Can I move right there?
You'll be about
to get attacked by both of them.
I will not be doing that.
That's all right. You might be getting pulled in to the bloody jelly of sorts. So let's see. I'm going to roll against the Deva first. That's a 23 to reflex.
Yes.
Okay.
That hits hard.
The Deva is pulled up.
Hard and mercilessly.
Oh! Hey!
Lose points.
Oh.
Save.
Yeah,
everybody.
That you can do. All right, then against...
Craig, you douche. Get back
against
here.
Against Haley, the fighter.
No.
Get back here and be my meat shield.
A 16 to reflex.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just barely.
The fighter is also pulled up.
No!
I see myself going pretty quick.
I'm in the blood.
Wait, are they also technically bloody?
Big pile of blood.
You think, but no.
Yeah! It doesn't make any sense!
And then he's gonna... This is another one against the vampire. It's only 15 against reflex.
Damn it, yeah.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
You're
not very dodgy.
It kind of smacks you, but it doesn't. It pulls you forward, but it can't quite pull you all the way up into it.
That's fine.
And then,
I accept this. I accept the slap.
And then against the necromancer. That's an 18 reflex.
Yeah.
The only
okay.
thing that you're
you
better
also get pulled up.
All right, so.
To here.
This
what?
Is where we all die.
Well, I don't know.
We'll go
so,
after.
Yeah.
So then.
Yes,
I will explain that.
I'm wearing cloth. I'm wearing, like, a thing of velvet.
Okay,
my reflexes.
All of you who got a hit, including the Deva, take 13 damage.
Wait, what?
You take 13 damage.
I...
Oh, yeah.
And the two that are inside, so
ongoing
the fighter
sad
and the Deva, are restrained by it. And you can try and escape.
That's a restrained
It means that you can't move, you can't be forced out, either. You're basically they're being held.
But forced movement would make them come out of it. If I force
when you're restrained, you cannot be force moved.
No,
if you were to force move it,
yeah, the creature,
then yes,
oh.
yes that is the case.
Do we take damage?
Until
yeah,
you are no longer restrained,
you,
you take 5 acid damage. Ongoing 5 acid damage.
It's acid blood. Yes.
I thought you took 13. Did we take 13?
Everybody
all of you who
hit.
Are hit by it take 13.
Okay.
But you and the Deva are taking ongoing 5.
And
acid.
The Deva is actually vulnerable 1, so he took 14 damage.
Yes.
Okay.
And the ongoing is also increased.
Oh, ongoing 5?
Ongoing 5, which is now 6 for him, since he's vulnerable. So that's what happens with that one. The other one is going to surge forward into the room.
No!
Eat the other players!
GTFO!
He's going to move up next to the cleric, but that takes a lot of moves, so he's out.
Rattles.
Hurt.
Oh,
what
place. The hoo-ha. He'll action point.
Oh!
Be a douche.
And then he's going to try... It kind of moves up in, like, in a big surge of movement. It just slams up against the side of the cleric.
Nice.
And that is a 15 armor class. Don't believe me.
No. Not going to happen.
Lame.
What
took an action point.
That one I got.
Okay.
Either.
Cleric's turn.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Could I force this thing to, like, have to squeeze through a door?
Which?
Like, if I were to push it 3 squares and go through a doorway, would that make it go, like, if I were to push it back 1, 2, 3 to force it to squeeze through a doorway, is that a function? Can I do that?
Or is it too liquidy?
Pushing it in that case. Other creatures, not so much. This one, yes.
I could
because
do that.
Because it is an ooze and the whole squeezing thing.
All right. Let's try that.
Okay.
This is...
You are across the room from it, so...
I'm Ever.
Oh, right. You're the cleric. That's right.
I'm playing 2 characters, which is going to be really weird, but...
Okay.
All right. This is going... I am actually... What the hell? Wait, there is no succubus in here yet.
Nope.
Not gonna waste that. Alright.
Well, we haven't really seen any of the creatures that we've seen at the doors, but... Not yet.
15 to will. No, 16 to will.
Hit!
Yes!
Yay! Thank goodness it hits will. Oh,
I need a d8 from some odd.
How do you...
Meh.
Oh,
d8.
I have 4 d8s.
Oh my god. So this is 2d8 plus 4 damage. A 1.
That's 12.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And I... Oh, wait. I push it 3 squares, and it is immobilized until the end of my next turn. So, 1.
Did you just use Smite Undead? It's not undead.
Oh, it's not?
No.
So it's not going to have any effect on it?
Nope.
Wait. Oh, target one undead creature. I did not see that.
Yeah.
In that case, can I just use my, everything else I have is like the, okay, can I just use Tenebrous Blessing instead of that? Because I obviously wouldn't have done it if I knew it was. Okay. Then this is going to be against, once again, Will. 8. 15 again to Will.
15 was a hit.
Alright. 1d8 this time. Oh my god! So, 6 damage. Until the end of your next turn, the target takes a penalty to damage rolls equal to your con modifier, which would be 3. So it is taking 3 to damage.
Wow.
Right.
That's good.
Okay. Cool.
That was a standard. I have a movement.
That's a melee attack?
Yeah.
Okay. As Ebert kind of comes in and smacks into it, splatters of the blood fleck all over her. She takes 5 acid damage.
Me?
No. Ebert.
Oh.
Ebert.
Well, that's just plain silly.
So you did 1 more damage than you just took.
That's just stupid. That's 5 damage.
Yes.
I'm gonna shift away then.
Okay.
I was going to shift into combat mage, but like hell, I'm doing that.
Well, it's good to know that they're not undead, because
who goes first in the ship order?
Right. Overall order.
Zimummy.
Zimummy.
And then
our succubus is considered undead.
And then
damn it,
immortals.
Damn it.
Succubus. Succubi.
The only thing I know about succubus
like,
is from
no,
one South Park episode.
Oh.
Immortals in Origin. It doesn't
matter.
Oh,
got it. Yeah,
right. Deva are also immortal.
Right.
In Origin.
And
so.
Elves?
No. They're fae. But they're really lovely. All right, David, what
you
going to do?
All right,
you
know,
really
just because I don't see any other time to use this power, I'm going to attempt to use this power. Slimy Transmutation.
Oh! Wait, does that turn him into a toad?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
going to
use the one that's holding the Deva and the...
Bring it.
Defender.
You better turn into a toad.
Okay, that wasn't a good roll.
Wait, as long as you hit 15, 15 hits our will.
This is to fortitude.
Damn it. Oh, it's a cube. How would it have fortitude?
Let's see. That's
not a cube.
15
it's
fort.
15 to fortitude.
Wait! It's not bloody. Okay, 15 to fort.
Miss.
That was a damage.
Elven reroll!
He's a team.
Miss. Target turns into a toad.
Yeah!
Wait, that serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss, target turns into a toad until the end of your next turn. As a toad, the target is dazed, and only action is
can take
is move its speed or shift. All of the target's equipment transforms with it. If it takes damage from any source, this effect ends. It soon as it takes damage.
Okay.
Yeah, but it also...
But then concentrate?
Re-transforms back. At the
then
end
concentrate
turn.
On this and this.
At the end of...
Why is it done?
So it doesn't matter.
So basically,
let's
kind of wheel your hands and you shoot out of your magical staff.
Oh, yeah.
And the blood jelly morphs down into a little red toad.
After ricocheting off the wall.
And you're just kind of sitting there like...
What the heck?
You're like
welcome!
Covered in blood, though.
Okay.
You're just like, ugh.
Movement?
But you're no longer inside, so you're not
again.
Restrained.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go chill with this chained zombie, because I feel like that's the safest part of the dungeon.
The
tied-up zombie.
The zombie's like, why did I nail myself to the door?
Devin.
On the safe spot.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Vampire
Devin.
Vampire me.
No.
He's going to shift to right here,
you are dominated.
18. I like this. 18.
Sorry that happens. Oh.
26 to Will.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh yeah.
So he takes. Oh yes, 6. Man, this guy's better. 13 psychic damage. No. Yes. I don't know. Yes, psychic damage. And I push him 3 squares. One, two, three. And does that mean that
you push him? I think you pull with that ability.
God, I hate everything.
You don't have to pull him, though. You can just do your damage.
Well, I...
Don't pull.
Yeah, don't hurt him.
I pull him closer to Hayley's character.
No! I mean, why?
I put him on
I
want to
get away from this toad.
Can I... Ooh! It says pull.
Just let him be.
That's where you kind of, like, open your eyes deeply and try and convince it to come closer. You're using your vampire. Which is hard because it doesn't really have eyes.
It's a jello. I'm looking at this jello. I'm like, come on.
Come
do what
me.
I want.
Come to me, jello.
And Bill Cosby pops out.
You have to be cherry flavored.
Craig is
oh
next.
God. I can't do anything I want to this round. I should use slam. Vampire slam.
Okay.
How's Craig doing?
Are you done?
Yeah, done. No,
all right, Craig is up.
All right, Craig takes the opportunity to...
Charge his own.
I'm going to go charge the thing that's attacking our cleric.
You're going to take acid damage.
Three, four. I feel like it's worth it.
You only feel like it's worth it because this character isn't real.
He is sacrificial!
Okay.
He's like, well, I am a Deva. I live...
He has a crusader.
Wait! He has a ranged attack?
Our smiting bolt. Oh, radiant smiting bolt.
Attack line 5. What the heck is line 5?
Enemies in the line.
Attack line 5. Enemies in the line.
So he can attack multiple opponents.
Yeah.
Everybody
you go and fire through a whole bunch of
people. They had to do a couple lines.
I'm going to stay over here then.
Next to the tank.
Yeah. Next to the.
If you wanted to, you could move over and, like, get him.
Could you, like, as a standard action, kick the toad across the room?
Yeah, give him
the
toad.
Kicking it would cause it damage and it would.
Can I pick it up softly and gently granny toss it across the room?
Throw it in a bag of holding and instantly kill.
Wait, could you put it back in the. Wait, could you pick up the toad and drop it down the grate?
That's where it came from.
I feel like it would take damage when it hits the bottom and then have to come all the way back up.
Oh!
You can try.
Alright, guys.
You're way down there. You didn't do that on your
turn. I didn't. That would just
20,
be like someone go run
29 to free flex on this red.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Swim, froggy.
Well, because it's.
That's 13 radiant damage.
Okay.
Range. And that was.
You have a bottle, you just shove the toad in the bottle of acid. Get in there!
Except acid probably wouldn't be the best option in that case.
Oh, yeah.
Because he is. An acidic jelly creature. Okay. That was the Davis Craig's turn.
What if it never saves against
Mommy!
The toad?
Oh, it doesn't have to.
Then, like, Neville finds, like, this toad, and then Neville...
No, it has to.
Because,
the
move up
if I hit, it would be saved.
And trying to
yeah,
tell,
no, but, like,
save
ends means it potentially could never save.
That's
so forever,
true.
Like, this little toad is just hopping, like, meh, meh.
And
someone
no one
finds
it, yeah.
Takes it home, and then it murders the whole family. Dave, you could murder the whole family.
Good.
An 11 versus armor class.
To who?
You.
Like...
Vampire.
Yes, he is so happy. He, like, nimbly, he does something awesome, and he's, like, misses...
This is a fence.
That was the torture mummy.
I do a backflip.
He's very sad.
Oh, that was him?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Poor Haley. You're up next to the frog right now.
She struggles so much at this game.
I'm going to play.
You're next to Deva.
No, because I need to be in.
Don't attack the slime because it'll hurt you.
No,
yeah.
Don't hit him.
No,
yes,
that's
what
I got.
Yes.
No,
that's a good idea.
That's spot to be. So the frog turns back.
I'm
going
to do defend the line.
In, but no big deal.
So that'll be slow.
Who's on deck?
Wait, he's not moving.
Ryan's
why would you slow him? Slow the toad.
No,
yeah,
this guy's like,
as soon as you hit him, he's back.
Yeah,
you
might
want to
slow
I'm
him.
Not going to hit him. No.
Does he do damage?
I'm going to wait. Let him be a frog.
Okay.
And we go kill other people.
It's a toad difference.
Okay.
It has to be a toad till the end of its next turn.
Well,
so.
If she hits it.
Right, right.
Then
that's
so
why we're not
I need
fighting.
A zombie. So
try and explain to the vampire.
12,
don't touch
so
the toad.
25.
That's definitely.
Easy.
That should be another blog name. Don't
so,
touch the toad.
I don't know if that's his, like, particular
to
D&D.
Drug paraphernalia.
14 damage.
I think
the wizard's in the back.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Go
smash!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run down the stairs, come around.
He is
or
actually bloody now.
Luke
okay.
The dead.
Blooded.
Wizards
in the could we push him back into the Iron Maiden?
And crush
him. Try.
Would he take damage if he went back into it?
If you were to maybe put him into it and like close it up. He was in there already, so
Maybe
in there.
It would, like, perfectly fit into his holes, and, like, it wouldn't do anything. He would just be in there.
Huh.
It's like Lego. It's like Lego.
Ooh,
he's a Lego for that iron.
Close
base.
It and make hole the lock.
Yeah, is he still in my...
Is, no, there's no
he's
lock.
In your aura.
Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a good idea, though.
So if he shifts or attacks anyone that's not you,
probably
he can make a free attack.
For
free mana dancing attack.
Yeah, he's also slowed.
And he is now slowed.
While we attack.
So he really doesn't want to move on. Ryan.
Hold the line!
Love God.
One, two, three.
Do I worship myself?
You should stand
back.
Like
now.
Wait.
I worship myself.
Right.
I am concealed.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I know, but he can still splatter you.
Out of the dark omen. I've got this. I've had a while to plan this.
What kind of hound?
This is a long initiative.
What kind of
dark omen?
No, I mean, like, is it like a pug?
Yeah.
Is it a pug? Is it like
we're
a
definitely not going to make that 45 minutes.
We're at 34 minutes.
Is this, wait. What kind of dog? Is it like a poodle?
It's a
Rottweiler. Made of shadows.
20 versus Will.
It's a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Is it the cop dog?
No. Those are German Shepherds, dude.
German Shepherds.
Rottweiler's like a guard dog.
Rottweilers
so.
Are like those like big, buff, black and brown dogs. Yeah. That like bulldogs with like brown.
My grandma had one and it bit
like,
my
whoa.
Dad. Now my dad hates those dogs. Like, for the longest time. Don't go near them because one bit him.
Oh, yeah, 12 psychic damage.
Okay.
Yeah, but your dad said that, like, they're good dogs, though. Like,
well, they're great watchdogs. They bit.
Okay, this, the jelly
pushed.
Now
I don't like those big, shaggy, white, and
gray
dogs.
Action
hard.
Point.
No,
oh, snap!
Woo!
Hey, guys, you bloodied the jelly as well.
Awesome.
Woo,
jelly's bloodied and
shadow.
This one?
I bet there are so many potential menstruation jokes in this room. I just... Don't want to make them.
it's not your place. So.
Present company.
It should be my place, but I can't think of a good one. Oh,
I feel like we're for the better for that.
So, Devin, you watch.
14
will
is a hit.
Yes.
Woo! I've been doing so horrible. I can't believe this is something I actually want.
9 cold damage.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. If the target moves during its next turn, it takes cold damage equal to total of 4.
Very nice.
Also,
nice.
If it doesn't move from my other attack, it takes 2 damage equal to 5.
So it wants to move.
So
because it's going to take more damage if it doesn't move.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 5, if it doesn't.
It's okay.
Does.
It's okay.
it's
I
gonna
have
move.
I have to declare that the Deva is in fact bloodied.
Oh, okay.
Because he was taking ongoing. Can I save for the ongoing?
Yes, please.
Yes, he did save.
Would succubus be considered?
Well, no, actually, he didn't take the ongoing because he wasn't inside the jelly.
Okay.
Because the jelly is a toad.
Oh,
and, so, and that was a no save.
He
that
is,
was a get
he is not bloodied. He
that's
is
cool.
Still
because
healthy.
Okay.
That was either
that was a total squeak.
That was either an Asian trying not to get into an accident or Ryan's excitement.
Two.
Your racism.
Oh, 4 cold damage, dang it!
I'm aware. He took some cold damage. And now he's just gonna go and surge forward and try and hit everyone with his jelly goodness.
What is Craig doing while we're all doing this? Like we're all down here
he
hanging
zapped
out.
Them
like,
with the radiance.
Wow,
yeah, he's doing good stuff.
Well, the real question is why isn't the
Craig's like, I
want to
go back into
the
my...
cleric and the ooze. That's my question.
Against the cleric,
dude,
that's only 9
I
reflex.
Have
no,
my
let's
he
go.
Spits at the cube.
Reflex against the warlock. Ah. Whoa.
Crap.
23 the reflex. That's going to hit him. Against the vampire.
Do it!
I'm the only one.
No, three.
Hit.
Don't.
Hit.
Yes.
Bloody the zombies. So.
Against the tiefling. 19 the reflex.
Yeah.
All right. Against the paladin. 14 to reflex.
Paladin. Haley.
Not a paladin, sorry.
Oh, what
Haley's
was it?
Character.
14
to reflex.
Defender character. Bane.
That's a miss. Okay.
14. Damn. You are dodging.
The 3 of you are all pulled up into it.
What the heck?
You're all in here.
Wait. You didn't hit my reflex.
Oh, you're right. I didn't. You're right.
How dare you.
Were you here?
How dare you?
Don't worry. Just both the controllers are inside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can control it and make it move. You can force it. Force movement lets it makes you lets you get out.
So let's do damage.
That's why I made
it
force move the other
two. Awesome.
Who's
on deck?
The only way he can get out is my
11 damage to you, and also to Ryan if he contaminates.
I am seriously bloodied.
And you are restrained, and you're taking ongoing acid damage.
Oh,
well.
If I hit myself,
you,
flail,
I pulled you inside of the jelly, and you take, how much was it, David? 12?
I was
11.
I was
11.
I didn't see him did that.
I rolled
a
23 to your reflex. So,
I'm
so a 23.
I'm inside.
So
we're
covered
inside
in shadows and blood now. So
and you're chilling next to this tiefling who's like,
wait, how much damage? 12.
I thought it was
11 damage. And
you are
restrained.
Your numerical value.
And while you are restrained, you're taking ongoing 5 acid damage.
Oh, joy.
And this one.
Oh, no, no.
Turns back into.
Alright, that's the end of his turn.
Yes, that's the end of his turn.
Okay.
So this turn is it now.
So now it is Eber.
Everyone focus on this. I know you guys are like.
Eber is going to give a healing word to the tiefling who is inside.
Thank you!
How does one escape?
You can make an athletics check
surge
against
plus 5.
Its fortitude or an acrobatics check versus its reflex.
So you can spend a healing surge plus 5. Does anyone else need healing?
I'm no longer bloody thanks to the
above.
Cleric.
I feel like you are okay, because that is, like, way above my hit points. All right. This is...
Well, I'm almost bloody.
I feel like this sucks. You...
And now you attack the ooze and kill it, because it's already bloodied!
Yeah, I guess I will continue to attack the ooze. Death's Shadow.
Oh, this sounds good.
Chris!
Go die.
You might. How much is your crit damage?
Okay.
You
so
totally just pop this chair.
Plus, this is a melee attack, so you take another 5 acid damage.
Yeah,
I have to make a blood joke.
Oh, 4. 4? So that's going to be 1d8 plus 5, so 13, so 17 damage.
Okay.
Wait, what? 8 plus 5
does
is 13
any,
plus 4.
Did you roll critical damage?
17.
Critical
that
the
was.
Weapon,
oh, plus the weapon
crit
damage? Was there a crit? Was there a crit
yeah,
weapon
you did,
damage?
You did.
Oh, did.
Yeah. Is it dead?
No.
Does not die.
Did you just attack?
I feel like we really need to get rid of this thing, so I'm gonna action point.
Yeah.
Woo!
Action point. Oh wait! I have a cool critical theme imager.
Do you have any counter power to this something like that?
Oh. No. Not do that.
Action
point. I'm gonna action point. Do it again.
Yay!
Bring it.
The Shadow Mucha Gusta. That was not on the table. And it was another crit!
Who?
16.
Yeah!
6, 22.
Can you do more than one?
I can do all my dice. I rolled
3 dice.
Alright.
You had one hit.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Is that the,
I hate that.
The jelly collapses. And
we don't take ongoing! Yay!
Emma doesn't bother rolling dice. She
both,
just kills
you
stuff.
Both are just going, huh! And you're no longer in the blood jelly. And you're standing there, and you're just kind of like, oh.
So we don't take ongoing?
You do not take the ongoing.
Woo! Woo!
And then Ever points to you and is like, I got you.
Thank you.
That's exactly what Chris
and then I'm like,
take.
Yeah, well, that guy got to get you.
Okay, David.
What, you mean the zombie?
Oh, the necromancer.
That was Chris's character?
All right.
We're just going to say it was me. Okay?
I'm
going to
do what
the
Chris. Necromancer does death, that does best, which is command the undead.
Yeah, the dwarf's like, hey! Smack!
Did you and my friend? Because she said her character's supposed to be really old.
Yeah, she's an old dwarf.
Alright.
I don't take your shit.
Alright. Disturb Undead, the undead mummy,
mm-hmm.
now does not resist. His resist to necrotic damage is reduced by 5.
He does not have any, so.
That was a waste.
Can it go negative now? Like he's vulnerable?
Unfortunately, no.
Das poop.
You go to kind of manipulate his necrotic resistance.
I don't
and nothing
feel
happens.
Like I'm having any effect, but I know this is successful. So
the mummy kind of like me.
Okay, rotting doom. Rotting doom people hurt the undead. Rotting doom. Okay, that's a 16.
You rotting totally like maneuvered your book. You were like, come on, where's that 20?
Okay. That's a.
You have to move your dice.
That's a 20, 23 to 42.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is totally a new way of rolling dice.
It's like a paddle ball.
What is that?
Oh my gosh.
6 necrotic damage.
Okay.
If a target is undead, they gain vulnerable 5 to all damage until the end of his
turn. He is undead, though, so he does gain the vulnerable 5.
Effect. The target cannot regain points until the end of your next turn. Okay.
So now the mummy is taking, he has a vulnerable 5 to all damage.
And he cannot be healed until the end of my next turn.
Yes.
Yes.
Alright. I will not action point, but I will use my move action to hide behind the cleric.
Bing! You're such a...
Okay.
I am a controller. I stay in the back.
Devin, vampire.
Okay, this is going to be cool if it hits. I'm going to use Vampiric Slam to backhand the mummy in the face.
Backhand him!
And while backhanding him, it says you use the full force of your undead strength to drive your foe back. So I'm going to try to...
force him back.
Is it
necrotic? Hypothetically, but slap him into the wall.
He's vulnerable 5 all damage.
Natural 1.
I'm like...
It was all the setup. It was all the setup.
I know, you just...
Can I get a plus 1 for describing?
No, not on a critical fail.
I go to slap him, and I'm like halfway through. I'm like, wait, I might hurt my hand.
You know what? You get a plus 30.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But it's a 1.
Can I...
You thought of it, and then you're like...
Wait, your character has an action point.
Yeah, but I just feel like that was such a failure. I shouldn't use an action point.
Okay.
Yes, I use her action point, and I use it with pride.
Oh,
Craig is up.
Craig!
All right.
Craig is ready for adventure!
By the way, Craig is a rock star.
Craig is gonna die in this adventure.
No, Craig is going to run around
until the screen because his party's full of idiots.
As soon as Craig moves next to the torture chamber.
Craig's gonna die because his name is Craig.
Yeah. Something awesome happens.
Alright, what happened?
Wait,
buddy?
What the hell did you do?
Essentially,
he jumped on the table.
As soon as he starts to walk towards the table, the table grabs him.
The
manacles
heck?
Come
you
loose
the
on the
worst
table,
controller
latch
ever.
On him, and pull him down onto the table so he's not restrained, looking straight up.
Oh my
like,
gosh!
Can he still use a range attack?
But he was restrained on this table.
Ah, das poop.
Wait, you seriously are the worst controller ever.
This is the Deva.
But you're controlling him!
Move over there! Oh, wait, no!
Like to use another move action to try and escape it, you can do that as well. You can use that.
The team was like, hey, Craig, you should totally go over there! And he's
so
like,
I'm
oh,
like completely
okay.
bound, like, I can't do anything but attempt to escape.
Your arms are bound to your sides, your legs are bound there, you're stuck. You can try and make an attack, like, you're gonna take a penalty to it because
okay.
you are stuck.
Do like a fox and gnaw your hands off.
Yeah. I will attempt. I'll use my action. I mean, I'll use my standard action to attempt to escape. And this is a
athletics or acrobatics?
It will be athletics. Cool. To break through, that is a 20.
Okay, you're no longer restrained. You kind of like tear through the manacles, like that. You
does that mean they are
through.
Now permanently broken and cannot restrain anyone?
No,
now? Oh,
does not mean that. But you have broken free from them,
okay.
And you can move one square off.
Okay.
As part of that, if you would like to.
If
he has a minder. Minder? He has a miner. If he has a pickaxe and a shovel.
He is a miner.
If he can't drink yet.
I will.
He's a day, but he's had many lifetimes. He's like, damn it, every
he could be,
time.
This could be his next life, and he's really young, and this is like.
Ah, crap.
Alright, action point. Does the name have an action point?
I'll let you know, the 45 minutes have expired.
I know.
Yeah.
I've expected this.
Yeah.
Does the name have an action
that?
Question.
No.
Poo. Okay, next turn.
You really lost
okay.
points because you just got us restrained. I really
torture mommy! Does not want to attack anyone except for the fighter.
But technically wasn't us.
So he's going to try and smack you.
It was Craig. Craig
takes me
to
armor class.
Oh,
wait, we lost a point because we got restrained?
I'm just guessing that may be a
4
thing.
4 damage.
Because we were stupid
and
enough. Because you were stupid.
You are now vulnerable 1 to all damage. Forever.
Forever. Oh
wait, she's
gosh.
What?
Vulnerable 1, all damage, forever.
So same as the Deva. Oh,
yeah.
That's both of you guys.
Don't touch that thing.
Wait, what'd she touch?
The mummy attacked her and went.
Ah!
Yeah.
What he did? How? What does that look like? Like bites you and just like ow.
It's just
how
it's
hurt.
Dark magic.
Do I need to explain
yep.
it?
Yeah,
all
right,
Haley, you're now up.
Take sweet vengeance.
So
kill
what does
this
that
mofo.
Mean? Future?
It means whenever you take damage,
I would just take one.
You add 1 to the damage that you take.
That's not
too bad. But it could be if you're like, I have 1 point left. Oh,
wait.
80 damage, and I'm dead.
Don't worry, guys. I'm good. Oh, wait. Never mind.
So ongoing damage, not cool.
Not cool ongoing.
Has ongoing damage ever been cool when it happens to you?
Oh, so ongoing damage.
When it happens to my
enemy,
ongoing damage for her instead of mine.
Hammer hands.
Oh, you're gonna try and do one.
What?
You're gonna try and do what he just did.
What
you're gonna try and smash him into the iron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna slap him into the wall, because I think slapping a zombie in the face would be like.
Wait, that's probably good that you did.
You got! Hey, force movement. No, I did just as bad as you.
I've been doing good. I don't know
about
you.
Says the vulnerable one.
Don't worry. The necromancer said the danger was
good. Would you like to move? Don't you dare leave me here.
No, because he's still my...
The vampire grabs you.
Ryan, you're up, and the blood jelly is next.
The mummy's,
One gloomy?
Bloody.
He is bloody,
yes,
and he is taking a vulnerable to... He has a vulnerable 5
blood
damage, so if
really?
You do damage, you'll do an extra 5. So...
Yeah! Do it! I stand it up for you, buddy! Do you remember those old Jell-O commercials where it's like some kid on a bus and then like Jell-O jumped out of his lunchbox and started dancing?
I do remember that. And I remember
disturbing.
The fact that he ate it afterwards and I was like, ew, that was dancing on the bus seat. Like,
I saw a fat kid just fart there.
Yeah. So, the things you say.
So, yeah. What'd you do, Ryan?
Okay.
I think commercials were better when we were younger.
They don't think of the consequences.
Do you remember like the commercial like action figures and like the kid would like slam him through a box, like a little like a pyramid of like boxes and stuff, and you'd be like, where did you get those, and why did you set that up? Like,
no, I was thinking, like, where can I buy those boxes?
Yeah.
Build a new pyramid. Like, I'd rather have that little concealment, and then I'm going to pack in.
I want those little styrofoam boxes.
I know.
Bring it.
Shadowclaw?
Little zombie right next to you goes like,
And whose mom lets you build that whole fort, that whole, like, Aver house, and then smash it over with
15 fortitude?
15 to fortitude.
Those kids. Wait, I just want to go over this. Did everybody miss the zombie?
Yeah, everybody missed the zombie.
Wow.
Eberk is still up, and you still can do stuff.
Wait, I'm up right now?
My gosh.
The blood jelly's next. Eberk
so
next.
Much hate right now
okay.
for my party.
The blood jelly
really?
Is like,
you put Craig on a table. How dare you?
We don't care about Craig.
I do.
Craig's
well,
my little, my fairy little...
The blood jelly goes after the Deva.
That's all I care about.
Yay! That's why I put him there, guys. So the blood jelly doesn't go after us.
I yell to Craig. I yell, Craig, don't think of yourself as being abandoned. You were just strategically placed so that we all could live.
Craig takes 9 damage, which is 10 because of his vulnerability. And then now is taking ongoing 5 acid damage. Saving.
Which is ongoing 6 because of his.
Yes.
He's bloodied.
Hooray.
Wow.
He likes that.
You need to...
Now Eberk is up.
Go Eberk.
Who do I heal?
Me.
That
you're not bloody.
Craig just said.
Yeah, well.
Craig.
Don't
Craig
waste
not,
healing on people
who
are bloody.
Craig has a healing surge.
Oh.
Because he is a heroic tier creature.
Yeah.
Well, he's stupid. He should have more. He needs to go
that's,
buy some.
That's the way NPCs work.
Yay. Because they die really quick. And that's why I've accepted his death.
This guy is undead though, right?
He is in fact undead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Minor action. Getting the healing surge plus 3.
Okay.
And then you mollywomp the zombie, please?
Smite undead!
Smite undead!
Because I'm a dwarf and I'm all bad! That's an 8. 8 plus 8. 16!
2.
2 will. 16 to will.
Hit.
Oh, right. Thank goodness. Thank you for clerics who hit will.
Yeah, you
oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So,
my
2d8. Give me your d8 right now.
Yes.
If this purple D8 rolls bad, I would be furious.
It does roll bad. Just saying. I'm already warned.
It's
gonna
die.
Yeah.
8 plus 5.
Plus 5,
because
it's
only
5.
Yeah, 13.
Absolutely explodes.
Flesh!
Flesh? Everywhere?
Fatty flesh.
I want his flesh bandages.
So everyone needs to text Kristen and tell her how awesome she is.
That
she
without being
the blood
here,
jelly.
She didn't really. I don't see her hands when it's dice.
No, literally.
These are,
she,
I'm hot
she
hands Mickey.
All,
I got this, don't worry.
Yeah, only when you're not playing your character.
I know. I can't play my character worth crap. You give me your character? Oh, dude, we're in business. Me?
So we're going to have a character exchange program next
time. Because Devin rolls better
exchange
with other people's characters.
Okay, David.
Devin.
Which am
I make horrible strikers.
The necromancer?
Necromancer's up, yes.
Alright.
And vampires are
I
next.
Guess I can go help the deva that I, like, put to their...
Send to doom.
Do it.
I've never raised a deva as an undead minion.
Ah,
I wonder what that would be like. Undead angel? Sweet.
Revenant? Awesome. Alright.
If Amos died here, can we come back as reference?
What?
If Amos died here, can we come back as revenants?
If you wanted to make a new
can a vampire come back as a revenant?
That's a great question, because they're already in.
I'm actually
just...
going... Alright,
so now you're just revenant.
Do I want a nature check or a history check to figure out what this creature is vulnerable to?
Religion?
Probably a nature check.
Yeah, I was going to say, because this isn't a demon.
That would make sense.
This is more of an ooze. Alright.
Ooze are natural creatures.
What is... What do you call here? What is the address for the Ghostbusters if I wanted to send them?
18 to nature. Can I tell what it's vulnerable to?
What was the total?
18.
You don't think it's particularly vulnerable to anything.
Who?
You do know that it's resistant to acid.
I have a positron shooter.
So
that
just
it,
not...
it can't be blinded. It has blind sight.
Lend transformation. Oh! That. I like that. Okay. Yeah.
Is that what the power says?
Yeah!
The flavor text is blah!
You send a bolt of arcane energy at your foes.
It goes
feet feel like blocks of lead. Oh, lead in transformation.
Literally. Every time.
This has been the third crit fail of this encounter.
Not including in clown bobs out. You got a one.
Wait. Do I still have
not
an action?
Not counting Haley's two.
You have not used an action point.
Do I want to use an action
point? When do we get another one though?
Not at the end of this encounter. After the next one.
Oh, I keep forgetting to use my infernal wrath. Ah, poo. Okay. Because it's not like an attack thing anymore.
Right.
Now it's like you hit me, I hurt you now. But I always forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Who's next? Oh, movement.
Hide behind the defender.
Okay. I'm
gonna
go. I'm
gonna you would hide behind the defender if behind the defender was like a pit of mop. You'd be like, well, I'm safer.
I'm safer behind the man shield.
That's pure Devin.
Okay.
Can
I slap a jelly?
You can slap a jelly.
But it will splash you.
Would it splatter ass on me or would it just like jiggle?
It depends on how hard you hit it.
I have a YouTube video to show you.
Wait, don't go next to the...
No!
You stood next to the table!
I didn't move my full move, bitch, so I still had a movement.
Yeah, but as soon as you enter the square next to the table...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You totally...
Damn it!
You totally did!
No! I didn't!
Yes, you did!
I
saw it happen!
Wait, you did.
You're a dumb vampire.
It's
okay.
Only a 16 armor class, so you're fine.
Woo!
No, I was still want to fight this. That's how much of a jerk I am. I moved there to be like,
you put your miniature in the square.
This is where miniatures are stupid.
And then change your mind.
This is fourth floor.
My mind, you're like,
I know. Oh yeah.
This is fourth floor.
Anytime you hear the DM go, meh, you immediately you control Z what you just.
Yeah, there's no control Z. There's no mulligan. That's what immediate interrupts are for. What do you think this is? Golf? This is fourth court. I'm totally gonna record that instead.
Can I like put the gutter lanes up on my bowling?
No, there are no gutter lanes in fourth car.
I love this game.
You will get strapped to the table and you will like it.
I say it against liking it.
It's a will save against. Did you like it? Yes. You actually enjoyed it.
I rolled a 6
and
enjoyed it.
My 19.
You actually kind of enjoy it. This is strange. It's not
I'm kind of into this.
Yeah.
That's
strange. 19 too.
Yeah, you know what? You do that and I will face step the crap out of it. So, I dare you.
Touché. It wouldn't be the first time I tried to lock you down.
All right,
that's
let's get
true.
My turn over with.
This
I
is
some
awkward rat.
Dude.
Dark Beckoning. Get the heck
I know you don't get like bonuses to hit points.
Holy snipes! I'm the
fourth
crit
fail of this encounter. Fourth.
No, you can't.
He's sucking
more
dice
then.
No, give me my dice back.
I got 10.
I am action pointing.
Oh snap!
Holy! What the hell?
Oh my goodness.
At least it wasn't a crit.
Devin sucks.
I am the worst striker.
Where are you at this point?
In the table?
The table tried to grab you.
I guess
guess I'm right there. Okay, wait. 9, 10, 11, 12 to Will.
That is unfortunate.
Wow. This is a willful
God
creature.
Damn it.
That jelly has some strong will.
Zeus, no wait, who do
Craig
I worship?
Craig is
no. Who do I worship?
Oh, next.
I worship Ayun, I just say it. Ayun, damn it.
There you go.
Oh, this is the first time someone's going to take acid damage.
It is a good thing I'm playing two characters today, because if not, I would probably be so pissed off.
You would just hate yourself.
Probably. So, yes, Craig
takes the damage.
He takes 6 acid damage because of his vulnerability.
He is in single digits.
Oh, Craig's not looking so good.
No.
Nice. Well, the cleric would have healed her if the defender over here was a pansy and would take some damage.
I have been killing this other dude. I have to walk over there.
And take a vulnerable one for forever damage.
Yeah, I make sacrifices.
Can I use a move action to try to escape?
Jeez.
As Craig, he's not held in any way.
So he just kind of walk out.
Yeah, he just kind of like, and oozed on him.
Oh, so I can... Wait.
So you can move it. You can move all you want.
Wait, why am I taking the ongoing then?
Because it splatted acid all over you.
I don't want to be near this.
It just used a melee attack to attack you and splattered you with some acid, so you took ongoing acid damage.
For like how many turns?
Same as.
Oh, I'm going to save it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I will actually
hopefully
run.
Not at this rate.
Yeah. Over here.
Don't let me roll anything.
Okay. You move away and provoke.
I will shift away.
Yes, you're still being...
And the table grabs you again.
Because the table tries to grab you.
Really?
What the hell?
I hate this table!
That's a 20 armor class.
Yeah.
No, you have 22. AC.
AC.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right,
you move away. You're fine.
No, you're... No, Craig. You better know Craig.
Craig
Sorry.
Is good.
All right. Craig.
Oh, Craig.
He will... Radiant Bolts.
Can Craig be spelled with a K? Or a Q?
No.
Craig.
Crit fail! What the
Get a new d20!
I need to! Just die!
Every single
Can I go someone off the street and have them be like a pinch roller?
Yeah. Celebrity roll. Okay.
Wow.
I just want to say, in this encounter, we have rolled 5 consecutive crit fails.
Not counting Haley's 2.
Not counting Haley's 2.
And your 3.
Yeah,
and my 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. I've rolled some 2s and 3s as well.
Yeah, but it's good when you do.
Craig
for you.
Goes down on his hands and knees and, like, kisses his ass goodbye.
So did he save against the ongoing? Save against ongoing damage?
No! I didn't save!
Craig.
He's gonna die next turn.
Craig is really
so,
good.
No,
so you fall prone.
So many points.
You fall prone and try kissing your own ass.
So the name was like,
This is almost as bad as I fell prone trying to take key damage from that bag.
So what you're feeling the section of this upper section kind of rumbles a little bit, and you see dust kind of fall from the ceiling.
Wait, When is he going to? When is he going to take that damage?
Zombies from the ceiling.
He's going to take
the next turn.
Yes, but I will be able to heal him before then.
But he takes, you see there's kind of like bits of the wall and the ceiling kind of like they crumble a little bit down, and as you look up, you can see that there's smatterings of blood on the ceiling above you. You're the only one up there who can see. Craig also kind of looks up. And says,
Wait. Is it like they're coming through from the floor above?
It's like you can feel. Basically, dust is coming down as there's kind of the whole area rocks a little bit. And the ceiling, you see bits and pieces of it kind of fall down. And as you look up to see what's going on, you can see that there's blood smatterings all over the ceiling, as if blood has been like splattered across the ceiling.
Do we think that that's from like hitting this cube and stuff, or this like gelatinous oozy?
It looks kind of crusted and old.
Oh, okay.
Like it looks much older than this combat. So,
basically, we're playing. When's the succubus going to come in game?
And so that's yeah.
What if this whole floor?
Can I just volunteer right now to be the first one dominated by the
succubus? Haley, you're up.
Okay.
She's so hot.
If she looks anything like a demon, she's going to just like be kind of like a tiefling.
But
the parts match.
Oh my gosh. Dave goes by the theory of holes.
A dark white hole is a dark white hole.
Please stop talking.
It's a prison rule.
Oh, gosh.
I roll naturally.
Shut up!
Your word limit for the day has been 16.
What happens in the dungeon stays in the dungeon.
Especially when you die.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
higher than anything I've rolled.
A little bit of acid is going to splatter on you, and you take
five
acid damage, so 6 acid damage.
Hey, I'm gonna stop killing you if you keep on doing this. Do
this
range.
This is my job. You're all complaining that I'm not doing anything.
We're gonna complain.
Do you
no
want
matter
me to
what.
Hit it or not?
Hit
Tell
it.
Me.
I want you to
Jeez.
Stand in front
Girls
of me and look
picky.
Pretty. Really, that's really all I want you to do.
Well, I hate you all. So
yes.
Defend this.
The paladin's like, I turn off my defender aura.
Oh.
Suck it.
Y'all can get hit.
13 damage.
13 damage? Okay.
Is it bloody?
And he is slow.
That is the first damage he's taken in this combat.
Oh, wow.
Hate.
And he is slow.
Oh, okay.
I asked the zombie back who's there who's nailed to the door for pointers. Use comprehend language.
That's what he says. Ryan.
He says, I think it means he's in pain.
And hungry.
And
likes Tuesday.
I put my hand in his mouth and I say, oh, Chanda bit my finger.
You turn into a zombie.
As he bites up your finger.
You've been standing next to him this whole time and you have not been getting hurt, so it's like.
Well, I don't think you're reaching.
Was that here?
He's kind of been leaning forward, trying to reach you.
Oh, who's a pretty zombie? Who's a cute dick? Ah, stop!
Okay, so there, three.
Okay. Did you just go
yeah,
like
I
a
did.
Circle?
I will provoke this way.
And then
I need to look up the shadow walk rules. I think you need to be three squares away from your starting square.
I
don't think you can just go.
Yeah, I am. 1, 2, 3.
No, that's two squares away. That's 1, 2. And then there's your
three.
There you go. That works.
Okay. I'll accept that.
Shadow walk is a confusion.
Could you like teleport 5 squares in the air? And then like that counts?
I guess.
Yeah. Teleport 3 squares.
I use my little fey thing to.
I just face step to go up in the air, take 1d10 damage when I fall down, but I'm concealed.
I have acrobatics, so
cool.
But you want to take
that? She's not a good number.
No, not if you get acrobatics, you can make a check. And if your check
if you're
is still, higher,
if you're
then,
training,
yeah, if you're
not
training.
So much.
Nope.
Okay, didn't think so.
Okay.
We can't hit crap.
Jelly.
I did.
Okay, the jelly is now marked by the fighter. So,
nice.
The jelly is going to try and smack you with acid goodness.
Do it.
Let's see if he wants to. No engulfing for him. So he's just going to try and smash into you, in your side. How does a 17 armor class sound?
Miss.
Sounds pretty sad to me.
Is that a miss, Haley?
That is a miss. He has a 23 armor class.
Yes, I do.
So he's going to use his action point.
Oh, poo.
And try to do it again.
I get all those like permanent.
Natural 20.
Oh, Haley, he just crit on you.
No.
So that's 15 damage.
Bloody goodness,
so
all 60. Over your face.
And you're taking ongoing 5 acid damage statements. So
right.
Ongoing 6.
Right.
So he just goes, blah, and this big, like, pseudopod of ooze.
All right, that's it. I know what I'm doing.
And Eberk is up.
It's like
inevitable doom.
The
next attack made against the target before the end of your next turn deals 2d8 extra damage on a hit or a miss. Even if the attack normally deals no damage on a miss, the extra damage cannot benefit from bonuses to damage rolls.
Wow. Okay.
So that's pretty good, though.
What was that?
Inevitable Doom.
Is that a utility, or...?
Encounter standard action.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm bloody.
It is, but
oh,
I will be moving...
Taking ongoing, Dave.
Good.
Under defender! I don't know why you like that. I've done way more damage than you have.
Okay, so that's
yeah,
a move and a standard.
I turned the thing into a frog!
Who cares?
I did.
You keep crit failing.
I did frog damage.
Devin's
crit
more, crit failed more times than I have.
Yes.
I've done.
David, you're up!
Yay!
The wizard.
It's not a dead, so I can't really
crit fail. Dave, you ready to crit fail?
Yeah!
Can I crit fail for you?
You should crit failing dice. Wait, I have an attack that does automatic damage. Magic missile!
Why don't you use that?
I'm
debating. You don't have to. There's no crit fails on magic missile.
When was that? When 4th edition came out, was that the case?
Yeah,
but, you had to roll, didn't
you?
You
had to roll for magic missile. They made a change around the time Essentials came out.
Okay. And now you no longer have to roll. It's just auto,
it's
damage,
auto damage,
period.
It's a standard damage plus your intelligence modifier plus your implement bonus.
What if you are marked by someone? Does that provoke from them?
It is an attack. It's a standard action. It is an attack.
Okay, so you would still provoke.
You would still provoke, yeah. If you were marked.
And that'd be cool to, like, just, like, you know, something has, like, less than 10 hit points. You just walk up to it, like, a huge dragon, just point your hand at it. You're like, oh, hey, bam.
All right, from where I am, I'm going to standard action magic missile the thing for a grand total of 6 force damage.
What is
seven,
is the wording on inevitable doom?
7 damage.
Because he's making, it's not an attack roll.
Then a next attack made against the target for the end of your next turn deals 2d8 extra.
Roll 2d8.
What? Sickness in hell!
So that is an attack. It doesn't say attack roll. So
is
that
like marriage counseling?
That's four.
Another four. So you do 10 damage.
Yay.
Wow, you suck.
Oh, no, it was 7 plus 4. I was wrong, because my defensive staff does
give it a plus.
So it's 11 total, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Then we have damage on a monster. Okay.
For my minor action, however...
Vampire Devin is next, followed by Craig.
For my...
Vampire Devin falls prone and cries.
Craig might die.
Craig will probably die at this point.
I would like to roll a perception check on the zombie that I'm standing next to. Wait. That is not a very good rule I have. Oh, well. That's a 17 perception.
I have
17 to perception. You can see as you're kind of looking over it. You're kind of seeing that it looks like he's got a lot of scar tissue on his torso.
Ouch!
Kind of, it looks like he's been cut up and kind of like healed over a couple, like kind of sewed back up, sort of thing. Like he's got a ton of scars just covering his entire torso.
Ew. What is
he's attached to the door. You don't see any kind of like. There's no, like, pull thing on the door. There's no knob. And, like, you've not really seen hinges.
It's just
like, it's like an archway with a door in it, but there's no hinges to it.
It's almost like he is the door, right?
I mean, he's attached to a door. It looks like a door. Like, it looks like a door space.
Yeah.
But, and he's attached to it. But other than that, it doesn't really look like a door.
Like, there's no... Like, I can't tell how to open it. Okay.
I've used, I got... 21 to his reflex with Vampire Slam.
Yeah.
I'm using Blood Drinker and counters, no actions. So basically, I'm just like biting him.
You're
like,
you're like, smack!
I pull out a straw and I stab him.
You're attacking the Kool-Aid monster!
Can I put an olive in him and make him a bloody martini?
No. If he engulfs you can be the martini.
I'm like, I'm a martini!
You can be the olive.
Exactly.
He scares me with a sword, like those old plastic swords. I commit seppuku inside him. So at 8, 9, 10, that's 14 plus 8 for 22 damage.
Okay.
And I slide, you push, I slide the target one square. So he's kind of up on the table now, so he should totally be grabbed.
It doesn't grab.
Well, it's stupid.
Interestingly enough. You move to the other side of the table, though.
I face-stepped to right there.
I don't think that's what you did, because I saw you were here.
Does the table grab the vampire?
No.
Oh.
Yay!
Because I wanted to gain that entire time.
Yeah.
That was Vampire Devin. Craig takes 6 acid damage.
Oh, he is at 3 health.
Grab.
So wait, we've been noticing that when we move next to the table, it tries to grab us, but if we stay adjacent to us, it does not attempt to grab. Okay.
Alright. Well, from where he is going to Radiant Blast. Well, not Radiant Blast, it's called...
Wait,
Radiant
he takes damage,
Smiting dude. Bolt. I did. Oh. He's at 3 health. I said that.
Heal him.
There's my...
You did not.
I can't!
Why?
I'm out of the same word.
Oh,
it's a 4. It's not a 1.
Ah! Wait, we've rolled a 2. We've rolled like 5 ones.
I rolled a 1 and a 2 and a, no, I rolled a 1. You rolled a 2.
I rolled a 3.
Okay.
He rolled
don't
a 3. I rolled a 4.
Don't let him get hurt anymore.
Okay. Well,
so his attack misses.
I'm guessing.
Really, G?
So
really?
Wait. It
what is the target?
Reflex. It's actually 15 reflex.
Whoa, that's a hit.
You're kidding me.
No.
Wow.
You're like
diva.
He is level 6.
He has a crazy plus 11 to, like, attack. So.
He's level 6.
All right, that makes sense.
I'm like,
he's 4 levels higher than you.
Yeah.
Shh.
Don't
kill him.
Oh, nice. 7 on a D8.
Like a G6.
Oh my God.
Roll
a
D6.
Okay, 16 radiant damage.
Okay.
Is he bloody?
He's already bloody.
Oh?
Yes.
Is he dead?
No.
That's always an next
Boss. So now you should saving throw against the ongoing acid. No longer taking ongoing acid.
Woot!
Splendiferous. Okay. The ceiling kind of, you see little bits more dust is kind of coming down, little bits of the wall are kind of crumbling to the sides, and you're as the rest of
something's
you up
through.
There, you're looking at it, you're looking up, and you're like, you're seeing the blood that's kind of spattered on the ceiling. It's kind of looks like words almost.
Mm-hmm. I don't read.
But it's really, it's hard to make it out, and they're kind of messy. Like, you think you'd have to spend some time on it, but, like,
comprehend
bits and pieces of the ceiling are coming
down.
Like,
the shit
it's really
not
working so well. So, Haley, you are up.
Okay.
Please kill it.
You take 6 acid damage at the start of your turn.
See, Ryan.
So I'm gonna have 10 hit points.
Okay, I. What can I do to heal you? I don't know this character.
You're not violent.
I think all that's left is a daily.
What?
I think all that's left is a daily.
Well, okay, I'm feeling we're in a dwarven resilience. I have the vulture.
Well, that was power.
I can give you temporary hit points.
She wants
no
some temps. Temps. Want some temps.
Crit!
Oh, snap!
Stop! Critting! I mean, no, please don't, but you...
I was gonna say, she's on our team.
It's a melee attack, correct?
Yes.
So acid splatters on you as you attack it, so you take another 6 acid damage. So that's including your vulnerability.
Wait, so that a total of, like, what?
7 damage.
So I have 7
damage? No, it was 5. I added
you're
4. Right. Rather,
so you just took 12 damage.
So I'm taking a total of 12?
Total of 12. So you are now...
Okay. You have 5
points.
Like,
there's a d12. You need a d12?
So,
please roll 12 on that.
So I get
like
two.
Well, your normal weapon damage is already a maximum.
So you don't need roll the d10.
So you don't need roll the d10.
So it's just the extra
so
10.
So 15 plus whatever this is.
Yeah.
11. Oh,
whoa!
Nice.
You crush it to pieces and it collapses into nothingness.
Yes!
We needed that.
Yeah.
I'm doing really good at playing your character. I'm doing really bad at playing
actually,
my character.
Actually, your character has
hey.
Killed 2 of our monsters.
I just killed one.
The cleric has killed 2 of the monsters.
But you're also like all out of healing.
They're not
yeah,
very good at
running pretty low on heals.
The cleric has just showed up. I can stop running her character, thank God. But
Devin's not very
stop.
Good at keeping the cleric behind enemy lines.
No, he's certainly not.
Okay,
I'm
and
the
then
best.
More targets
healing
equals less damage
you
all
could
around
you
guys.
If you want.
I need to be healed like this.
Wait,
I
said you had work.
You've
I
used healing word.
Oh, were you at work when I called you?
Yes.
You taking,
oh, my bad.
No,
do we see any more enemies?
I don't know. I just don't want to stay anywhere where I can get hit. So,
I'm going to stand directly under the words and try to read.
Well, let's be careful because we don't know if the tables have deactivated yet.
So, Haley, Ryan.
Oh.
It was pretty bad.
Are we still in it?
Are we still alive?
Yeah.
I thought I'd be dead by now. I thought
well,
that
I have 5 hit points.
I thought I'd have a cleric and you're
thank God
dead.
Christian has
we
got.
Players.
I know.
I mean, I'm keeping you in initiative just so we can
oh,
tell what you're doing. You defeated all the monsters.
Huh?
Right. Except for the zombie.
One additional damage.
Maybe. I don't know how it's going.
Like,
you defeat all the monsters, that's 3 points.
Woo!
Can I do a dungeoneering check to see if I can...
See if you can hug the zombie?
No, like... To see if there's like anything behind the zombie.
Well, there's a door. We
so you're gonna
kind
of like reach behind it and sort of.
I
like,
call
yeah, sure.
to the necromancer. I'm gonna call the
necromancer. I'm on the door.
I'm gonna call the necromancer to come up here to comprehend the language.
24, sorry.
Yeah.
Also, I was reading comprehend language.
You
once
think,
you comprehend a single
you're kind of like you're
you
touching
read
the door
the
and you're trying to knock on it.
Right.
It's hollow behind. You think that perhaps
so
it is actually a doorway that leads somewhere, perhaps to an open. Like, this might be the way forward. But you're like poking around. You're like, you can't figure out how to open it. Like, it doesn't... There doesn't seem to be like a... You're not noticing like a crack where you could like
do
push
I notice
it.
Anything
so
with the zombie?
The
like,
except for we do...
He's attached
did,
to the door.
We did notice that he's been like cut open and then sewn back up a bunch of times.
He has?
Yeah.
That was...
I rolled a
perception, made a
perception
check on the zombie. Like he's got a bunch of scarred segments all over his body.
Can I take an iron dagger I have?
On your turn, yes.
Oh, we're still initiative. Sorry.
We are still initiative. Just so we know what we're doing. So you're actually next.
Great. What
so,
are we... But
I
used every healing thing I have.
Not your daily hurt yourself, heal others.
Excellent.
We haven't used that.
But that is a daily, and we are out of the encounter now, so we could be able to.
We just
searches.
Took an extended rest. You wouldn't want to use your daily.
Oh, you're right. But let's see if
I put my hand like on the zombie.
Take a dagger and like cut him open.
Yeah. I don't have a dagger.
I throw you my. I have my iron dagger. And I would be doing this, but I'm gonna throw you my iron dagger.
You can do that on your turn, and you can.
Yeah,
because
you can't.
You
can.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna,
I'll just come down there now.
Are you just gonna wait?
I'm just gonna wait anyways, because that's pretty much.
All right, Eber.
Am I in range of evil people?
There are no more evil people.
I'm cool.
Just rest.
I'm
all right, who's next?
Would you? Do you want to? You're up here. Everyone's kind of exploring stuff. You guys. The ceiling, little bits of dust and kind of bits of wall have been collapsing, and you're looking up and you saw that there's blood spattered on the ceiling, and it looks almost like they're in some kind of writing, but you can't make it out. Like, you can't tell what...
I'm waiting my turn to comprehend the language.
Okay, can I just do perception check, see if there's anything awesome or...
There is a second Iron Maiden that we don't want to open, because the last one we opened was bad.
There's two Iron Maidens. This one is actually open.
We never opened one.
A mummy kind of covered in, instead of cloth, covered in flesh. And
then
came out and attacked.
But
the
what if there's something good in that?
The other one is.
What if there's.
Oh, yeah, because there's always something good in the chest.
Right?
Yes, yes.
I feel like another one we kind of. We could be bad, but save the world.
Well,
die, then don't.
I say once we figure out the exit to the room, then we'll open it. Because it's
just
like,
leave? Oh, buy a flesh zombie.
Well, yeah, because it's like there could
so
be
yeah.
a treasure in there, but again, I don't want to die in this room.
That's cool. Do we know a way out?
There's a door with a zombie like nailed.
There's
to
also
the door. He's kind of like holding on to it. No one's attacked the zombie. They've kind of been because he hasn't attacked anyone else. He's almost crucified to this door. Like, he's really stuck
yeah.
on
yeah,
it. He's still kind of moving around. He's really kind of desiccated, and they notice. David noticed. He did a perception check and saw that it has a lot of scars all over its torso, with lots of like it's been cut open many times. Looks like it's been tortured.
There's a decrepit staircase on the other side by the two tables. But don't go near the two tables because they will attack you.
Yeah, the tables, the manacles come to life and grab you.
Up on there.
Pull you
I'm just gonna,
this table's perfectly fine.
I'm just going to stay where I am and not do anything.
Okay, this room sounds really dangerous.
I'm just going to hang out.
Oh, it's my turn?
Get the heck up here and calm.
Yeah, I'm actually going to ditch the zombie. I'm going to not go near any of those tables. I'm going to look up how well... And then I'm just gonna sit there and try to comprehend the language that I see up there.
Okay. So you're going to prepare to do so.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Cool. Vampire Devin. Who is just now Devin?
I'm gonna go down there with my iron dagger. I'm going to.
Okay. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 1, 2, 1, 2, and you minor action, pull up the dagger.
I had it out.
All right. So you have it out. So you're gonna give it to Ryan, or were you just gonna have it ready for something?
Let's see.
Sorry, zombie.
Whoa! I kind of have an elven reroll.
Sorry,
I don't feel anything. Who's next? Who is next?
Craig.
Who's
next?
So
good. Oh,
we named the
dead
angel.
Craig. Like Craigslist, Craig. Except with the K, apparently.
No,
like,
the C.
The like whatever. Angel-y thing that
you.
No,
I'll just my next turn. I'll come.
Okay.
All right.
It's a girl.
No, it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Craig.
If it
Craig.
Was a girl, it's now a guy.
It's a very confused.
I've always said it was a guy.
It would
okay.
be Kregina.
Kregin.
Okay.
Craig.
Kraken.
Cool pet names.
Kraken.
Can we have a Kraken?
Craig wants to know what's the safest way to walk away from these tables.
You go on the outskirts of them.
Shift away. Okay.
Get to
wait. Wouldn't he have to shift first and then move? Oh, double move. Okay.
No, you can just move away. Just go 1, 2.
Oh, it's
three,
when they move
four,
to it.
Five.
That. Okay.
And then if you want to stay up here, then you're safe. Like,
I think Craig will double move out of there and
so
put him like in the middle.
Three, four, four, five, six. He comes down here.
Okay.
We're having like a 5-minute rest right now. Can we spend healing surges?
I really need to heal.
Yes.
Could you heal me?
I haven't been hurt. I'm just wondering if that's an option.
Yeah. The very next thing that happens. Is that the ceiling above, on the upper tier, collapses.
Oh, look! Earth falling straight for my face!
The two of you can make a saving throw.
Who's me and him?
Yes. You are underneath the
crowd. Oh! 6 crit fail, but it doesn't count for saving throws.
That is true.
I have 10.
You have a 10? Okay, you dive off of the tier.
Thank God!
You are crushed to death.
Oh, great!
You died again.
I died again. Every encounter I come near death.
You are dead.
Pit of acid. Wait. First encounter. Pit of acid. I jumped in with
die.
No armor on. Intentionally.
So you dive and save yourself. You land prone. But the wizard is crushed to death.
Wait, the second I was dominated.
Picture this.
Dominated by demons.
Come.
And almost killed by a ritual.
Wait, guys, does anybody have a reroll feature? I do.
Only if he gets a critical.
No,
hit.
You know what's funny? Wait. Get this. I actually have a power that as soon as someone dies, they are immediately brought back to life.
Yeah.
But that's my power!
Can I pick up his staff and start poking him with it so I can, like, maybe he'll come back to life? Like,
yeah, you pull up, you pick up his staff, you start.
I'm poking him.
See, no, like, for real, like,
he's
David
dead.
Cannot be this role because when he does die, someone else needs to do it and then brings him back to life. David's the one who always dies.
No, I really think this is a sign of destiny that I shouldn't ever play a tiefling ever again.
Every time I play a team.
Every time you got your arm cut off in my game,
it's okay.
You fell like over.
You're dead.
But I accept.
And now we can stop initiative order. That was what I was tracking.
Oh!
It was
my
at
God.
The literally the end of that round.
No, don't
beginning of the fifth round, ceiling collapses, crushing all underneath.
My character.
Unless you were on the edge. That was the only reason you two got a saving throw.
Oh my gosh!
See,
I cannot believe I spent the entire encounter on the bottom floor. The first time I go over there, and sit down. It's cool. Whatever.
Yeah, it's true. It's exceptionally true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You were dead.
Okay.
If Joe just hasn't talked about the ceiling,
I kept talking about it, trying to say the ceiling is there's bits falling off. We're trying to suggest it's coming down. Like
I thought I was gonna have. Nah, never mind. I was asking for it.
Yeah. So
you were tempting fate just too much.
I know. I literally what this entire game. I've
Here's
been
such a douche. Because when I asked you that whole thing about spending healing surges, you were like smirking at me, like someone's gonna die.
Well, you're like, can we spend healing surges? And I was like, well, yeah. Except
Dave, because he's dead.
I know. Well, that's because I was like, except before you get to do that.
Oh, and we spent like.
I just take the dagger and I plunge it into the zombie.
Half of our gold on a ritual that I bought. Oh.
You can recover his ritual book.
I
would get it
and sell it.
Great.
Okay.
Search the body.
Someone
new takes control of the Dave.
I'm not doing it at all.
Who is very injured at this point.
I take the steel dagger, iron dagger, I plunge in the zombie, and I go up.
Give me a thievery check.
I got a good thievery. Can I get a thievery check?
Are you helping him with this?
I
are you assistant.
I got pretty good. I had 18 to thievery.
Assistant
dream.
Yep, that's
really,
higher.
Really, really high.
Yeah.
Really, really 16 high.
16 plus 9.
Okay, that's a plus 2 to your check.
Okay, so 18, 19, 20.
So you get a
20.
So you start start cutting up, and you feel it kind of click. It catches on something.
And?
It hits something metal. And you the zombie goes, Argh! Argh! You're causing immense pain.
this is not a nice thing to do.
So
zombie.
You're kind of, you cut up kind of, and you kind of nick a couple of its organs inside.
Ew.
It's a zombie, guys.
But it hits against something metallic.
Okay, so I'm now going to reach in.
If only we had that
mage character. I know! Oh, my character's so useful, but he's so dead right now.
I think I kind of yell behind me. I'm like, oh, hey, Achmed, could you mage? Oh, yeah, that's right. You're dead.
Achmed is dead.
I reach in and grab whatever it is. If it's a lever, I push it. If it's a button, I press it.
Okay.
I couldn't
give me
have
a
died
if
I rolled a 1.
Yeah,
I
could have,
like,
turns.
Pretty good. How do I kill two people
by
still 28 hit points?
You didn't get hit that much.
Yeah.
A 16 to heal.
Okay, so you reach in and you feel your hand you're grabbing onto something that feels almost like a circular piece of metal with a hole in the middle, and you're feeling it. It's like right under where you think the creature's heart would be, and so you got your hands on it. You're gripping it. It's metallic. It feels almost like it's been
like a key.
Like, it doesn't fit. Like it feels kind of like. It's almost free, but it's still kind of hooked on something inside.
I just pull down or up. I just move around.
You jiggle the thing around. It tears out, and just this like gross black fluid just comes pouring out of the zombie. It just spills onto the floor at your feet, and you're holding a metallic ring in your hand.
A ring?
It's a ring of metal. It's big. It's not like
oh.
It's like a bracelet almost, but
okay.
A little bigger, and a real thick metal, and so it's just kind of
poor zombie.
Oh, shut up.
You pull it out, and you're holding it, and it's this, like, kind of brass-like metal that you're holding. And the zombie kind of goes,
You just killed a zombie.
And not typically kill it, it's already undead. So,
And,
I'm holding on brass, or...
Yeah, you're
brass.
There'd be more...
Is it magical?
I don't know. I don't have arcana.
We detected magic, so...
30 arcana.
Oh, jeez.
And the you can see all around it are there's runes all around.
Wish we knew comprehend languages.
You see my arm just twitched.
Wait, you can use rituals, can't you?
No.
Oh my
you don't have ritual casting?
No.
We have no one who can learn rituals.
Wait, no, 30 arcana to that ring.
To the ring?
Yeah.
You're kind of looking it over and you're kind of piecing together. You think it's a command word written on it. And you think you figured out what the command word is.
What?
And if you speak the command word, who knows what'll happen?
Yeah.
I ask you, what is the command word?
Wait,
do I know what the command word is?
I'm just asking you, like, hey,
oh.
What's the command word?
Oh, well...
What's the command word?
Oh,
I
can't say it.
Why not?
Because I don't know what will happen. Can Joe tell me?
Maybe it'll be like that, the other skeleton, like, oh, you get replaced with it. No, you're a bad zombie.
No, this roof collapses, you all instantly die.
Is the zombie dead?
Four core, yeah!
Can we tear it off? We break its arms, like, tear it off of this thing and, like, look at the door and stuff it?
You start, like, ripping off bits of zombie, throwing them on the floor. Like, putrid grossness is just splatting everywhere. The smell of rotting death is just everywhere. And the door behind it, the iron is just seamless, except for the little holes where the nails, that were, actually the nails are still embedded in the door.
Okay, I say to the group,
you gotta break the
do you guys remember there was a succubus on the door that we came in? What was the picture?
It was a succubus, it was the face of like a female devil, who was weeping.
And what if the command word like summons the succubus?
Oh gosh, or whoever's holding it becomes the...
No, I'm a girl! What?
And I want men really badly.
I'm gonna move over to here, being careful to like...
Wait, how's the wall down, so... Is there anything else? What happens
at
the wall?
Where's the ceiling?
We can't, there's no
ceiling. The ceiling completely collapsed, there's just bare rock above you.
Okay.
Damn.
This door doesn't say it has any...
He steps
like,
over my cart.
Open it
my
you try to.
You're like pushing on it. You're trying to open it. It's not.
Why?
Giving.
We need to know.
Nothing's happening.
If only Dave was here, because then he would totally just say the command word.
Religion.
I would. I would instantly say it. Probably instantly die too.
Probably
what
like.
About
like
command word
when
opens the door.
It's probably like.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe it opens the door. Or maybe it kills us.
23
Or maybe it opens the door.
It probably is just
on
the ring. You're kind of looking around the ring, and you think you figured out what the command word is too.
Great.
I look around.
Say it.
Is it like?
Sir,
is there any place that it looks like this could maybe fit into?
Not on the door. No.
The door is seamless.
I'm looking down there. What do I see?
Down there, the stairs kind of go down a little bit, and then just rubble has completely crashed down on this whole section.
Another foreshadowing
so
sign that
like
the room would collapse.
It's completely blocked off.
All right, I see what you say. The command word.
Command word. Open the door.
Well, you two don't know it.
I hand it to somebody else.
Can you heal me for
I hand it to Claire.
You can use your guess or just.
Heal her so that
like
she can die at 10
extra,
hit points.
Though? No,
wait,
if
she
can't, Haley, she can't because I lost that ritual.
What?
No. If you guys wait 5 minutes, healing
she
word
can
is
use
oh,
counter,
Lord.
Heal
wait a minute. I think I'm the only one.
Because
if
word.
I tell it to somebody,
I know the word.
No, she knows it too.
I know
she,
the word.
Knows she was looking at it too. She used her knowledge of religion. All right,
so
okay.
I'm like, everyone ready?
I'm like,
are you
going to
go now?
No, you're holding it.
All
right,
so I
she just said it to the healer.
Hot potato. Ah, damn.
I was going to say, we could kill two controllers.
Yeah, we could kill the necromancer and the cleric.
What if like some half of these skeletons
are
put their light on fire?
Wait.
Yeah,
well, are you going to heal me first?
Wait, do I have a torch?
Yeah,
no,
here.
Do you?
Oh,
you have an adventurer's kit?
Yeah.
I'm gonna light a torch and throw it up and try to catch
one
of the zombies. Like when
you kind of, which zombie are you trying to
skeleton.
Just say the command word.
You gotta chuck it up. It hits the skeleton, and the skeleton kind of light, like barely lights on fire, but he kind of swings and he falls down and lands on the ground. And he's just lying there.
I take
it. Yep. Okay, so he hands me the ring.
Alright.
I don't know if I'll be holding the ring when I say it.
You could put it on the ground and just look at it, be like, yeah.
Is that the command word?
Do that.
Yeah.
Alright, so I put the ring. I'm actually going to throw the ring up into the air.
So you throw the ring up in the air.
And then I say the word.
You say, yeah. And the metal door evaporates.
Woo!
Oh,
and there's a passage entering forward.
Woo! Yeah. The
oh,
ring hits the ground
and you complete the room.
Woo!
How many points?
Is there anything else that you would like to do in the room while you're stuck here?
Wait, what about the iron maidens?
What about this?
Says the dead man.
I feel like maybe we should open the other one before we leave.
I'm like only a tiny bit of bubbling.
Can somebody run up to the top, open it with
my character? You want to start looking through some of the other characters and see what you want to run?
Already actions.
Am I limited to these characters, or can
I?
I
would like, if you're going to make a character, use something from Heroes of Shadow. In some capacity.
I have the ring back.
Either a class, a race, or an option.
We are going to open the other Iron Maiden, but we are all going to ready attacks if there is a creature inside.
Okay.
So ready attacks to it.
You have attacks ready to fire.
I have the ring back. I might hit someone with the ring. That's kind of what I'm going to do.
Back here.
Oh my gosh, you're so lame. Okay, I'm going to go.
I have range.
So you're going to...
Right.
Zero opening.
I'm ready.
I'm the only range guy
okay,
now.
I'm gonna go forward.
Yes.
Can I kick it open?
You can kind of kick it and see if that'll open it.
All right, I'm going to kick it
back. So you go, kum, 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 kum. You got to kick on a little bit.
No, ready and attack. Right. Ready and attack.
And then I ready and attack.
Okay, wait. I ready.
Two.
Shadow Claws. What attack are you ready?
Oh, it's easy. I'm going to ready my...
Ooh, a Hexblade.
Has everybody healed?
Yeah.
Yeah, healed.
What do you mean healed?
Like, has everybody used their healing surges and stuff?
Yeah. Death Shadow, we're ready.
Okay, so you go and...
Mana basic.
Open the Iron Maiden?
Mm-hmm.
It's completely empty.
Again, say. Okay.
Really?
I shut.
It closes them. You know. No. But you're looking into it. Give me a perception check real quick.
Yeah.
Actually, what's your passive?
My passive?
18.
What is it?
It's 10 plus your perception, so it's 18.
Okay.
Well, your perception is 8, right?
My perception? Passive? Perception?
No.
Oh, it's perception?
Oh, actually, I think it might be even higher. Because your perception down here is perception is what?
5.
It's 5? Okay, then it's 15.
Okay.
15 is your total? And what was your stat?
I didn't roll it. Okay. I'm not even
I thought you said yours was a passive of 18.
Crit fail.
No. I have less
perception
than
you. Wait, my passive perception is 15.
Your passive perception is 15?
Yeah.
But
okay.
Roll, in case there's a
nothing. Yeah.
And I roll a 9.
You rolled a 9? And well, you don't add your passive. You, it's 5 plus.
Oh,
Haley,
okay.
You should roll
perception.
You're next to it, too.
Yeah, Haley,
okay.
Can give me a perception check, too.
3.
Goodbye.
13.
No, you're too far away. You can see that there's channels kind of in the back of it that seem to go behind the Iron Maiden, almost like there are channels that, like, blood would flow through. You can see that there's blood kind of caked on the bottom.
Let's move it
back that way. And it they kind of extend further back this way.
We're doing it.
Oh.
Yeah, let's move it.
We're going.
Okay.
So what are you doing?
I'm going to get it behind it and just, like, my feet. Like,
no. Okay, I just realized what the Iron Maidens do. When they crush somebody, if the blood goes in there. We just fought, like, a bunch of people's blood.
Yeah.
Like, getting crushed in
the
Iron Maiden.
Oh, yeah, smoothie Iron Maiden.
It's like a juicer for adventurers.
We're moving Iron Maiden.
It's delicious.
It's a juicer of adventurers.
Yeah.
So you're moving the
Iron
Maiden.
I don't think it's...
So you go and start pushing on it?
Mm-hmm.
It does not move?
It won't move.
Wait,
I didn't think so.
Do you want strength checks? Are
you
doing strength checks?
Well, these two are just like, we move. Like, so moving. If you want to make a strength or maybe an athletics check,
strength
try and push it out of the way.
I got a 19 to perception looking around inside of it.
Looking around on the inside? You're kind of poking around. You're trying to see what you... What you discover on the inside poking around is that there is a secret door. In
secret
the
doors!
Of the Iron Maiden.
Door!
That apparently leads into a crawl space.
Oh,
underneath this whole section.
I go.
But it doesn't.
Thievery.
But you've located the door.
I'm going to start, like, touching and feeling the spikes to see if there's a spike you have to push in order to open it.
Can I say a command word to the door?
If you want.
The Iron Maiden closes.
You say, You look
we are the knights that say me.
Same against looking silly.
Perfect. very silly.
My thievery, I got a 16, and I believe I have a plus 5 to that. Yeah, so 21.
You're feeling around. You're trying to. You're looking like poking on the different things. Like they're very sharp as you're kind of going through. And you're not like it's.
Someone here, assist me.
Stealth check or wait, no,
what?
Strength check.
I would.
Strength check.
But I am.
My strength is negative. Strength.
I don't know, not strength. I'm checking to see if there's, like, a secret passage.
Okay, I walk up. I do a deep reach.
Okay,
here, give me the Dava. I'll play as the Dava for a little bit.
I'm a
Dava.
You're gonna kill it.
Hey,
I will help
let
you.
Let me kill the Dava.
No.
Oh, crit.
I don't want to
25 to
another
thievery.
Party and make us lose.
Yeah, I didn't
even. No.
You're kind of poking around, and you find, actually, as you're manipulating the thing, you put your hand on the top. The Iron Maiden. And you feel what you feel with the switch.
Press it.
You push the switch. Nothing happens.
Oh.
Can we say that we healed? Can we put the
whatever this guy's
there's
name
a
is.
Hole in the round circular thing, right? Can we like,
say we did?
Wait
can
a minute.
Can I attach anything?
What if the crawl space is just for the body to fall through when the Iron Maiden is done drawing the blood?
It's your door.
Can we just break through?
You think it's big enough that someone could fit through?
Well, obviously.
Almost.
Can you break through the door?
Wait, the thing at the top feels like a...
No, the passage.
And you kind of, you click it.
Maybe it could be inside the Iron Maiden.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's obviously...
We close the Iron Maiden and press the button when we hear
a sound.
We open it back up.
Oh no! Who wants to go in?
Oh yeah, and die.
I can phase step, but I don't know if that's an instant
It might instantly
death.
Kill you, and then you wouldn't have that chance.
Let's get out of here.
It's not worth it.
Wait! I can't phase step from someplace I don't have line of sight,
yeah,
right?
I've got line of sight,
Steve. Can we get out of here, then?
But could the front of the Iron Maiden?
Could they strength check to try to bust open
so
the passage?
You could face
under the.
Wait, then
there's
I. Wait, so I can see inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I close it,
mm-hmm.
press the button, and look inside.
Inside, you can see a little door open.
Uh-huh.
And close.
Can I press it and then face step into there?
Into behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you click the button.
Yeah.
And then you teleport. Poof! You're in crawl space.
Do I have light? I have my torch.
No way.
Whoa!
We're in a crawl space.
Underneath the room.
Full of blood.
Oh,
yeah.
And gore. And stink.
Ew.
I'm gonna wait 5 minutes and face it out.
It is disgusting.
Perception check.
Yeah,
you,
I mean.
Wait, you can burr through the muck and the mile and
all of a
like,
sudden, like, 10 of these things. Just, like,
10 perception.
10 perception. You're like, you're digging around, you're like, oh, this is so gross, this is horrible.
Take a second look, 15.
Alright.
You're still going, oh, this is horrible, this is awful. You're like wading through the stuff. Give yourself 2 tick marks.
Oh!
Damn.
Get out.
I can't go in there.
I'm gonna wait 5 minutes and then I'll face it out.
You kind of pull yourself back out of the blood into the,
mm-hmm.
like, the
close section. Well, I never said I moved out of the close section.
What?
I never said I moved out of the close
Looking section. Looking into the blood and stuff.
I don't want to look through eyes. I want to look inside.
Take all those tick marks.
I do not want to wade into it. What if there's a monster in there?
Wait, why are you erasing your tick marks?
Because he didn't go in.
I'm
perception.
Right here. I'm just looking in. I do not want to go in there.
Wait.
Can it hear me? And I'm like, whining.
Yeah.
Can they hear me?
Are you whining?
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah.
You can hear the sound of the vampire making all kinds of horrible sounds underneath. You think he's dying.
I think he's dying. Okay, I'm gonna go in there and save him then.
Wait, no, I'm not dying, damn it!
You hear the vampire say that.
I can't slide in there, push him in. Whoops.
Evil
tick
marks. Kick. You both did a tick mark.
He thought when I went in here and I was making perception checks, he thought I was waiting.
I think we were coming back
to work, but I'm not. I just stood here and I wanted to make a perception check out into it because I'm looking.
Because
I have my torch, which means I can probably only see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I can only see like this section.
Yeah. So it's kind of this little crawl space, just and it looks like all the blood has kind of run down the walls and it's kind of settled in this section. There's all kind of like there's little things floating in
it.
Like,
okay, I'm gonna say, hey guys, could you press that button again?
Okay, so press.
And I'm gonna face step out.
Okay, you face step out.
Gosh.
That'd be really great if we had a little pet that could fly around and could go in there and look for stuff.
We have a Deva.
We're not
expendable.
Sacrificing the Deva.
I want to sacrifice the Deva!
That's why you're not playing it.
You're dead. okay, I guess we're going to leave the room.
Okay, we're going out.
And we go through that door.
Okay.